From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia Paper. Chatham Village Mayor John Howell reported September 10th the major water main break has now been repaired and the valve at the water tower has been replaced. According to a press release, the repair was completed by the Village Department of Public Works just before midnight and the water tower was refilled later that morning. As a result, water service has been restored to the Edgewood Acres Mobile Home Park. However, a boiled water advisory is still in effect for all locations served by the village water system. The advisory will remain active until the Columbia County Health Department lifts the order. At a Chatham Village Board meeting September 9th, House said he, and I quote, can't give a time frame, end quote, for when the advisory would be lifted. He did say there was a spike in water usage when the village announced the water main break, and he asked residents to conserve water. The state of emergency declared by Columbia County was lifted Tuesday. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. WNYT-TV is reporting the Rensselaer County Legislature, September 10th, unanimously approved a resolution in opposition to the fees imposed by the state's mandatory license plate exchange program. Rensselaer County Legislature Vice Chairperson Kelly Hoffman said, and I quote, "We've heard strong opposition from our constituents that they're overtaxed, overburdened. Rensselaer County wanted to take a stand and tell the governor enough is enough," end quote. Under the program, anyone with plates 10 years or older is required to replace them at a cost of $25. An additional $20 fee will be charged if the vehicle owner wants to keep the same plate number. Rensselaer lawmakers said at the meeting that for farmers and people with small businesses who have to change multiple plates, this will prove to be costly. Read the full story at WNYT.com. The Catskill Village Board on September 11th will hear a presentation on the local creative economy as a part of long-term comprehensive plan for the village, according to Robert Tomlinson. Tomlinson is a Catskill resident and the spouse of Margaret Tomlinson, the chair of the Catskill Democratic Committee. He serves as manager of the Catskill Mountain Foundation's gallery and bookstore in Hunter. Tomlinson is looking to brand Catskill as, and I quote, a village of makers, end quote. He is proposing the village create an action plan that includes a 25-year comprehensive plan for arts and culture, the creation of an arts district with tax incentives for the development of live and workspaces, and the dissemination of information on the creative economy via the village and town websites. He also wants the village to contribute to an artist emergency fund, create an arts and economy sister city relationship for cultural exchanges, and designate a poet laureate every year. The ambitions list also includes the creation of a public art fund, an annual arts festival or street fair, and an, and I quote, arts citizen of the year, end quote. The Catskill Village Board will hear the presentation at 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 11th at the Rip Van Winkle Center on Thompson Street in the village. Amanda Fries is reporting for the Times Union. Albany County lawmakers September 9th rejected term limits for themselves as well as the county executive and comptroller. Local Law T would have taken effect in 2020 and limited the county's 39 legislators and the executive and the comptroller to 3 4-year terms. The legislature voted down the measure 27-12. The vote split down party lines with Republicans voting in favor of term limits and most Democrats voting against it. The bill's sponsor, Colony Republican Todd Drake, said the new local law was intended to eliminate, and I quote, "that status quo government that has been going on for decades. It's not just here, it's everywhere," end quote. Drake also has proposed an anti-nepotism policy that would prohibit the hiring or appointment of relatives of county elected officials to any paid position that qualified as a policymaking job or high-ranking position. That legislation is set for public hearing September 24th. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.